SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Starting a new week of CNL, that's for sure. We got a bunch of college basketball games. Duke, Virginia, Utah, Kansas State about to start. Baylor, Arizona later. I have switched over during the first intermission of the hockey game, which Sweden leads 2-1. I have switched over to watch the final 6.5 minutes of Nichols versus New Orleans in the Southland Conference as Joe's on the over. And Joe would be one thing would make Joe very unhappy because he don't have this game on. I do. Joe, I've seen two kids already at the line missing free throws. And you know that would drive Joe nuts when he got the over in the game. And I got some college kid on Nichols missing free throws. That is not going to make Joe happy. As we come
where
down
where do you have this game? I'm trying to locate it. Where
ESPN
where
Plus. ESPN Plus. So I have the ESPN app on in the office, and I moved it over to the. They got all the little small dinky college basketball games. So look at this, taking it inside, Joe. Look at this. This Nichols offense
and one. All right. We're up to 143.5. 143.5, Carver. I'm only
getting five points off the pace. Slowly drifting back to your number. We should have bought low, Joe, at 135. We should have got back in.
Where are we at? Again. 117? 117.
Oh, Nichols picking up the pressure, too.
And we need 32 points. 32 points.
In six Come minutes. On. You need in the game minutes. To stay within 10. You don't want Nichols to get up 15 plus because then that's going to drain the clock down. Oh, where's the foul down low? Come on.
Did he foul him?
Yeah, it looked like it. Looked like he maybe should have went to the line.
He got him on the wrist?
Could have been a foul. It was close. Joe. Out of bounds. I love it. So I got no action on this whatsoever. And I'm just in
That's
this
all right.
now for Joe.
I'm trying to look for action. What's going on in Baylor right now? I got that game.
That
up.
Doesn't start till we finish. 10 East.
I mean Kansas State, Utah.
Just started. I mean, barely just put the ball in the air.
What a halftime at Duke. Put me
Did
to
you
bed.
Go in for more? 20.5?
No, I'm not doing that. I like Virginia plus the 14. I'm going to hang in there. I don't know. I don't know.
Kids passing up wide open threes, Joe.
But he gets
the N1. He gets the N1 on the drive. You better make
All
this
right.
free throw. This kid 24. This kid 24. I almost wish I should have got in.
Come on.
I can't get in now because then Joe will get mad if it doesn't get there because I'll get in at 143 or 144. It'll end on 146.
He missed it, right? What's the score?
No, he made the free throw. 65-57. This is the week that we're in. Nichols and New Orleans in the Southland.
Need 27 points in 5 minutes. Don't go down.
27 in 5 minutes is tough. They got to make some shots.
The total's dropping like a rock. They hit the 144.5. So now it's at 143.5. I don't even know what we need.
I've just watched them miss three shots in a row. And then a turnover. It's just you just had a good almost a minute without a bucket. So it's it's going to be hard. This is a tough hill for you to climb here, Joe.
And we got 142.5. They're hitting the sell.
You need New Orleans to somehow get back and tie this game.
Yeah, but
I think that's your only shot right now. And Nichols can't make a bucket either. This kid's pushing, though, for New Orleans. I mean, where's that going? Off his knee and out of another turnover. Turnover, missed shot, turnover. That's been the last minute. It's got to be 140 now at this point.
They're going to tease me now with this game. You know, this is like really.
Who?
We're in this. The books. The 143.5, 145.5. It's so disconcerting. Beat up.
How could it have gone to 145.5? I mean, another turnover. I mean, I've been watching turnovers and missed shots. What more can you get out of this?
I don't know what to tell you, guy. I'm trying.
I'm down just glad 18, I'm not
right
in.
Out of the gate. This Virginia team right out of the gate down 18. You want to talk about gutless? Like
what's
really,
your number to double dip? 25? You take 25?
On Virginia?
If it gets to them getting 25, you go in for more?
No, 25. Carver, I need it to be under 15.
I'm saying for you to double dip, double the meat, go in for another hit.
Double the meat. I don't want it. They're going to quit if they get down by 25.
I'm saying if you get a number of 25.
You're driving me nuts. I said, no, I need them to keep it close. I don't want them to get smashed. Right now.
This Nichols game is talking finished.
Talking it right down.
I should have never turned it on. I shouldn't have turned the game on. It went completely in the tank once I turned it on. I mean, by the way, Joe. We might be the only two people actually watching this game, and that includes that arena for fans. There's no one in the seats. I mean, there's nobody at this game.
67. What is that? 124. We need 25 points in 3 minutes.
No shot.
What do you mean, no shot? There's no foul shot. Game?
It's over.
What do you mean, they're a foul? Come on.
No shot.
Yeah,
you would need New Orleans to hit a couple threes here. Back to back threes without the other team. You need them to get this back on.
I hope Virginia gets smashed. I hope they lose by 50 tonight. Really. That's how aggravated I am. I hope they get absolutely smashed tonight. If they don't want to cover the 14.5, I hope they get their guts ripped out. Hope they get smashed.
How is the I forgot to ask you this too about the week. How is the chopper down in the AC? Didn't you take the chopper? Take the chopper down there?
Carver,
take the chopper
start.
From Midtown? Take the chopper right down?
Now you're going to be
probably
stupid.
There in what? 25, 30 minutes?
Not even? Yeah, 25, 30 minutes. Chopper. Here we go. Chopper Joe.
Where's that bring you to? Yeah. Right up, right by the Borgata, right? You take the chopper down there?
Yeah. Rampart. Remember Engine 51 or whatever that show was back in the day? Hey,
take
Rampart.
The chopper down? Come on. Big Super Bowl win. Take the chopper?
Super Bowl.
I mean, what is it? I thought for sure you would have took the chopper.
Close. There he is. Big Red over there. Unbelievable. Smashed on the tables. Can't had a great day at college. I should have just stuck to the hoops. Now I'm invested here. I got Nichols State in New Orleans. Like, you want to talk about a gutless game? 124 points.
Over's looking good in the hockey. The over cooking in the hockey.
Virginia come back? Can I get a heater by Virginia?
No shot.
No shot. Hey, that's all right.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159 here with you. On the grid. Nichols is kind of killing the clock, Joe. It's a tough scene.
Dead
here.
To rights.
Dead to rights, I think. There's a minute 15. I got a minute 15 and a 135 going right now.
76-62.
Yeah, 138 now. Yeah, so you're obviously the score of FanDuel's going to be. You would need them to foul, and I just don't see them fouling. Yeah. You know, they're not going to foul, Joe. They're down 14 now. This was the worst thing that happened. And every three that they've hacked up, I mean, not even close. Like, and this guy just passed up on a wide open three. Like, these threes are not even, they're not even close to making them. You wonder why this team's 4-22. Four and 22 for a reason, Joe. They can't make shots.
Yeah. That was a bad pick. Bad pick.
Well, let's get back on the horse, Joe. Let's go. Get right back to it.
I mean,
Duke up 20, 51-31.
Yeah, this. We're dead to rights. It's just a bad pick all around. Virginia. This Virginia team, too. Ball movement, 78-62. We lost that game by 9. All right.
What can you do, Joe?
I don't know
how it goes.
At a loss for words, Carver. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, I mean, remember, you had a hot weekend. You were hot as a pistol all weekend. This isn't a great slate tonight. You know,
how was I hot as a pistol? Well, with the gambling,
what are you talking
with the sports,
about? Well,
yeah.
I'm saying with the college tables, hoops, yeah. You were hot as a pistol with
about,
the college hoops.
What about the tables though? The tables count.
That's something different. That's your own problem. That's not. I mean,
I was telling Donnie too. You know, with the Super Bowl and the Valentine's Day weekend and President's Day weekend back to back, they had the big U magnet under the tables. You know what I mean? You ever see the big, you know, the horseshoe magnet? The U magnet under the table, you know. None of the good numbers come out. It was all the Fugazi numbers, you know, 31. Let's see, what else was coming out? 28. Then all of a sudden the red 34.
36. I play 28 a lot.
I play 28 too, but 28 came out about 15 times. 28, 34, 36. I'm big in the second quadrant. I like the second quadrant. Those are the most, you know, the 15.
Your
the
last
17,
couple roulette experiences have been very poor now here. Whether it was New Orleans or this one, you've had a couple of bad table hits here.
Numbers were. You want to hear what the worst was? So we were talking, right? We went down. We had a bunch of us. We went down. We're all talking in front of the table. This was in the afternoon, right? After the college basketball, right after the Auburn game. So I see on the roulette table, like 10 feet, 5 feet next to me, right behind me, right? 15 comes out. Now I got to go to the cash machine. I go, watch, 32 is going to come out next. Yeah.
They don't give you a marker?
32 comes out right after, right? And then right after the 32 comes out, the 22, which is another one of my numbers, back to back. If I was at the table, I would have smashed it. Smashed the 32 and smashed the double deuce.
Mm.
Sure enough, I was just watching. Little old lady, she was hot as a pistol too, Carver. Hot as a pistol.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That's what happens.
Start the second period here in Boston. 2-1, Sweden leads the United States. USA's already in the first minute or two here, had a couple good opportunities. So, and again, about to almost had another one right there, too. So they're getting some pressure here, Joe. Boom, there it is. Ah, he gloved it. So United States all over the net to start the second. Some pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
Not like the other night, Joe. You would have liked that. Three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game at USA Canada.
Really? Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that
because throwing hands, that's the way it should be. That's what hockey's all about. None of this, you know, and throw the fist. The fists need to land, not just this grabbing and, you know what I'm saying?
It's a very intense situation, Joe. I mean, it's not a legitimate boxing match. You got to kind of just fire away. You know, they really don't have time to square someone up and just go. You know, you got to just all happens in the moment. Just got to go.
All right.
I didn't have as much, you know, with George. I know that you guys did a whole bunch of parlays when he was with you last week. I didn't get to make any with him on Friday night. But
so
we got to do some. I would say at least have a few ready for me tomorrow because, you know, look, we got a little bit of a hold here with live stuff each night. We've got to start to get in. I might put this tennis player that Matthias just gave us for the U.S. Open.
You're going to put this guy?
This Fonseca. We're going to have to put the Fonseca in.
For tennis is in September.
Joe, you were doing slips with him last week for the Super Bowl next year. Why is that different?
Because you don't know one of these guys in tennis. What if the guy pulls a hammy?
But some of the stuff that you do, you're all in on? Some of the nonsense that you put in? You just played the over in Nichols in New Orleans.
Number look right. I got a good line. I did.
All right.
I'd CLV. I mean, you know, could have been a wheel play. How do you know?
Barbara and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you. Sweden had a power play, Joe, but they could not cash in, so still 2-1. With 13.5 to go. Duke, or shall I say Virginia, has it to... I'm sorry, Joe. 23 is where they have it to now. 23-point lead for Duke. So you need like a 10-0 run.
All right.
At this point, to get it cooking.
We're getting
15-5 run.
We're getting smashed. We're down 25. It's a loser.
Kansas State up 9-6 early on Utah. Not a lot of points there, 6.5 minutes into the game. Couple of finals you know about, Nichols. Nothing else that matters. Northern Iowa beat Murray State. It's a good win for Northern Iowa.
Garbage. We got garbage slate tonight, Carver. What are you doing? You like Baylor or you like Arizona?
System play. I have to play Baylor. I like Arizona better. They've done well for me, but you never go against the system play. You can't do it. So it's Baylor for me tonight.
All right.
Now tomorrow night, Joe, let me start to give you some of this stuff for tomorrow night. Because at least tomorrow night, we have an actual, like, college basketball slate. Like, there's actually stuff to play. Villanova at UConn. This game's actually in Hartford. They're playing at the XL. UConn -8.5, 139.5. Seton Hall beat UConn on Saturday, right, Joe?
Yes.
Seton Hall got the win, overtime win. Rare win for the Hall.
One of the nation's longest losing streaks, right? Seton Hall had like a 9-game losing streak.
Yeah, that's correct. I like Villanova.
Whatever happened to him too, since he went from St. Peter's there, right?
I know that obviously Coach is one of the biggest like Seton Hall backers around here. And Coach, it's basically they give him no money. So, like, he lost his best player. Like, that Kadari Richardson that went to St. John's, he was at Seton Hall. They offered him more money. They don't have the money, the NIL pool, like some of these other teams in the Big East. The guy's a good coach that came from St. Peter's. He doesn't have the horses, Joe. Doesn't have the players. See, nowadays, Joe, coaches have an out in college athletics. Well, you didn't give me enough money. I had these kids. I had good players, and they took better offers. They wanted to stay with me. We just needed to match the offers, and we couldn't do it. Right?
It's all about the coin, Carver. It's all about the coin. Did you see Pitino lacing into his team?
Did you like that? That little clip from the halftime against,
It was almost like any given Sunday. That's what living is. There's 6 inches.
This is what life's about. Life's about adversities. Yelling at the kids. That was pretty good.
When are you going to turn into a basketball player? You're going to wither up or you're going to get tough?
He's like, we miss a lot of shots. Don't worry about me. We miss a lot of shots. Great. Rick's good, man. Rick's good. Number two, Florida, laying 14.5 at home against Oklahoma.
I like OU.
158.5.
I like OU. Give me OU with the points tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
I don't know, Joe. You know, here's my problem. They just lost at home to LSU. When they've played these upper echelon teams in the SEC, they've been smashed. You know, they lost by, I don't even consider Missouri an upper echelon team. They lost by 25 to Missouri. They lost by 18 at home to Tennessee. They lost by 28 at Auburn. Like, when they play the upper teams, it don't go well for them. Florida's real good. They lost by 28 to Alabama. Florida's in that upper region. And the game's at Florida, Joe. I think smash city. Smash play. Gators, chomp, chomp, chomp.
All right, we'll see.
Sounds like you're on the other side. It's going to be one of these. I'm on the other side. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. They just reached the halfway point of the second period, Joe. Still 2-1 Sweden. So, I mean, We got three goals in a row, but we need some work here now.
We're always up against it.
It just
drives me nuts. Why is that? Where can we turn? Well, tomorrow night, we got to look towards tomorrow. The basketball tomorrow.
That's what I'm trying to do with you, tomorrow.
I'm trying to see what game stands out to me.
Mississippi State's laying 3.5 against Texas A&M.
No, I'll tell you, I love Texas Tech, but TCU plays them very tough in all sports. Plus the 7.5 as a home dog, they could be live. TCU plays Tech. It's like an underrated rivalry. And Tech, Jamie Dixon at home, I'm going to take the points, I think. That's one. The other one is this. You ready?
Yeah.
You're telling me Wisconsin is that good? I know they beat Purdue, but now they get Illinois. Illinois is just so athletic. Illinois is so much better than them. I know Illinois is not ranked, but I think Illinois is a much better team than Wisconsin. Catching 4.5.
All right. So step up and make a play. Crypto play. I got a system play in Provo, BYU -2.5 against Kansas.
I tell you what game smells to me. Another, I like a lot of dogs. I watched that Houston game. They had a very tough time against, who was it, Arizona? And they pulled that game out. And now back-to-back road games, they're staying and they're playing in Tempe, playing Arizona State. I mean, they could just be walking through the motions there to cover 11.5. You don't think that's a Fugazi line?
I mean, Arizona State's not that great.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
Houston should beat Arizona State by 12+. They should.
I like TCU. That's one of my plays, and Illinois is the other. And I'm looking for a favorite that stands out to me. You want to lay it with Mick tomorrow night?
Late night? Maybe. USA to the power play now, Joe. Can we get Gensel here? Come on. Give it to Gensel. He's right in front. Oh, he tipped. Oh, they tried for him with the tip in front, Joe. We need Gensel here.
It don't matter. I'm on the wrong side.
You're on the wrong side of what?
The Virginia game.
Oh, that game's over. Stop worrying about that game. That game's finished. You're on to the next one, Joe. You're on to the next game already.
Am I?
Don't worry about that game. That game's history. Nichols is over. Virginia's over. Come on, keep it in. Come on, Joe.
Come on!
Come on. Oh, what a save. They still got it here, Joe. Got a chance. They got a chance. There's your boy Hughes.
I'm reading about the revenue sharing in the SEC conference. The pulse of the conferences today.
This is what Joe's doing. Pete We're Dimmel. Doing the show. He's Pete in on Dimmel. The he's in on the revenue sharing of the SEC. Man, they're dying to change that college football playoff on you again, too. Huh, Joe?
Already. Here we go.
They're 1 year dying in, to change that thing already.
Pigs. You want to talk about how piggish they are? Like unbelievable. Just pigs.
Four automatic spots for the SEC, four automatic spots for the Big Ten, two automatic spots for the ACC. Like, they're just being total pigs with this stuff. They really are.
Pretty soon we'll be playing Madden EA for the regular season.
1 year of it. I love it. I know you're against it. 1 year with the 12. There's things that need to be tweaked with the 12. We're going to jack this thing up to 16 already? I mean, when is enough enough, Joe?
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm telling you. You want to do some futures tomorrow night with the basketball? Like futures, we'll do the NCAA.
We need to start building the portfolio, Joe. I mean, we've got marches around the corner. Need to start building the portfolio.
They do have the Final Four now, okay?
They do.
Where's my Memphis team? Where's my Memphis team to make the Final Four?
Man, they lost to Wichita yesterday.
That's good. No, that's perfect. I want that. And not having a late February loss is good on the resume. That's a good thing. You get the losing out of your system, and then you can go on a run come conference time. That's perfect. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No. Where is Memphis on this to make the Final Four?
What do they have for St. John's? They don't give it to me in New York. What do you have for St. John's to make the Final Four?
47-1 for Memphis to make the Final Four.
27, you said there? 2-7?
44-7.
47.
Yeah. Rutgers. Now, I don't know why I'm getting this, but they put a Rutgers line up. I don't know if it's saying that I'm in a different state with the, but they have Rutgers at 140-1 to make the Final Four.
Well, Joe, they're not even going to make the tournament. So.
Well, I'm just letting you know. You want St. John's, right? St. John's, St. John's, no good. Number. No, nah. It's not worth it. Plus 750.
What is it?
Plus 7.
Be a parlay piece with Fonseca, your boy Fonseca, for the U.S. Open. How about Fonseca for the U.S. Open, Scheffler for the Masters, St. John's to make the Final Four?
Here's what I like. I like Illinois at 17-1, UCLA at 16-1, Love Memphis at 47-1.
All right, I'm going to look at this now, Joe. Final four.
I tell you what, SMU is pretty tough. 140-1 to make the final four?
Nah, they said they're not making the final four. They're not making the final four.
All right, you got it all figured out.
I got that one figured out at least. There's going to be one oddball team.
Clemson's not a bad pick, 18-1. They smashed Duke this year.
Marquette, 19.
I'm on Marquette every year. I'm probably, they always
call Creighton 24. They got the big kid, Creighton. Kalkbrenner for Creighton, 24-1.
All right. They live and die by the three. They're off. They're dead to rights.
They all these teams do.
How about Miss State? Blue collar?
No.
Okay. How about Ole Miss?
Yeah, you could get me in on Ole Miss. That's a big 34-1 is a big number.
Anybody else?
I mean, beyond that, further on the downside, I don't think so. Utah State?
No?
Final four is a lot to swallow. That's a lot, Joe. I don't think they're going to make the final four.
All right. Okay.
Michigan State 12-1.
Everybody's on Sparty, I feel like. You need a good road team. Who's like really good on the road? How was Illinois on the road this year?
I mean, Joe, look, these SEC teams are the ones you want to back this year. They're playing the toughest games. They're playing the toughest games all year against the best competition. That usually serves you well in the tournament. That's why I said I'd go with Ole Miss. They've played all these big teams. They're used to playing them all. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I mean, we could use a little thunder here, Joe, at the end of this second period. 3.5 to go, still 2-1 Sweden.
Yeah. We got nothing.
Just not getting what we need here.
We're gonna need
3-3 somehow, Joe. 3-3 in overtime. What you're gonna need?
With that to rights, Corva. I don't know. We need to kick it up a notch. I don't know how that's gonna happen, but hopefully we have a shot. That's all I could say. I don't know anything else. This Virginia,
they are getting throttled.
Really, like you know,
24. They're down.
Maybe Duke has what it takes. I don't know.
I love Duke. I love this kid, Flag.
That's wide open. Bury the three and he hits a three.
They're down Utah 21. Won 25-24. Is there about five and a half to go in the first half?
Can I cover this?
There.
I need like an 8-0 run. I need an 8-0 run with Virginia.
Let it go.
Let go of the rope?
I wouldn't even look anymore. Just look at the end. Set yourself up as a loss already. And if it happens, then God bless.
Terrible.
Expect the worst, Joe, and you're never disappointed. That's how it goes.
I don't know.
You're on to the next play.
Yeah.
The next thing that gets in front of you. Now, I was thinking on Friday, I thought that this week was going to be like our first like full Monday to Friday in like 6 months, but then I realized it wasn't because I was going to the Wolf Lodge on Thursday and Friday. So
you're not going to be missing anything.
Now that's true. Now that's 100% true. But that means maybe next week, Joe, will finally be the first like full Monday to Friday Carver and Lisa.
Is that
like
conference
August.
Tournament time or no?
No, we still got a couple, two more weeks. We got it first week in March. We got to get there. We're almost there. Almost there, Joe. We're inching just
my first Sunday off since August this past weekend.
I know, and you spent it well. What'd you do for breakfast the next morning? You went to the big meal Saturday night. What about the breakfast?
Wild honey.
Oh, you went over there, huh?
They do breakfast.
What do you
right.
even eat for breakfast? You just get the eggs fried? You don't get it, just all eggs?
No fried. All scrambled eggs with avocado slices.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. One piece of bacon or no bacon? No bacon.
No bacon. No nitrates.
No nitrates. Can't have it. Can't have it for Joe. No nitrates. No. All right. So there you go.
So hear me out. When we do the final four, we're going to do final four selections. We're going to put it with the golf for the Masters.
Well, I mean, that's an option. I don't really necessarily want to put it for this week's donkey tournament. I really don't want to do it for that. This is a bad week, Joe.
The final four, the Masters, a baseball play, and a hockey play.
Okay. You're not going to argue with me on that. Like, this is how
bad
this
week is. We're doing the Masters with, like, a top 10 or a top 20. We can't just go for broke with, like, you know, 80-1 shots.
Well, that's all they give you right now with the majors. You can only play to win it all. Yeah, they don't have top 5s and 10s up yet.
No? There it is.
You got to play to win it all.
Wouldn't be part of the show if we didn't do it.
Man, that a little bit earlier than usual tonight. Right?
I got ready earlier for you.
Yeah, that was not what we needed, Joe. We did not need a scoreless second period in this game.
We're not going to get 4 goals in the third period.
I think the only thing you could hope for is 3-3. That's really the only thing you can hope for. 3-3 in extra session.
Yeah, this was a bad night.
Hey, to throw some hope for you guys, Gabe, I see him posting all the time because he always bets these unders in the hockey game, and it seems like these third periods always hit the over. And they're all, and like everybody who had the under, they're calling it bad beats. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure not tonight.
Joe, you never know, Mike.
I'm not saying, man. Bad money
third period goals.
Between the basketball and getting off on the wrong start, I'm not doing it. Can't do it.
Listen to the donkey tournament this week. I mean, this is just great. Okay. This is right up your alley. Bo Hostler, 35-1. Jake Afternoon Knapp, 40-1. CT Pots and Pans, 50-1. Who else is a Joe guy here this week? JoJo Highsmith, 75-1. Chris Got Her Up and Get Him Down, 80-1. Sam Riders on the Storm, 80-1.
I'm
going to tell you who I played. You're going to love this kid. We got to start playing him. Your boy from the neighborhood. Frankie Capon from the neighborhood, 100-1.
Oh, all right.
Frankie from the neighborhood.
Frankie.
Toasty, 100-1. Griot, 120.
Wow.
Mateo Manassero, 120-1. On Mateo this week. This is like the Joe Lisi Invitational here. Who else? Blades Brown, 270-1. David Skins, 400-1 this week. This is a good week to play Skins. Skins. Oh, there's a few. Santiago de la Fuente, 750-1. Malnati, 750-1. Malnati.
I'm playing Malnati this weekend.
Your boy Fred Biondi, 1,000-1. This is your tournament, man. This is right up your alley in Mexico. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now we're back. Marvin Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. Tell you, Joe, one of the stunning news that the Yankees show up to camp. Giancarlo Stanton's hurt before he even gets to camp. Stunning news. Both his elbows. He's got a tennis elbow in both elbows, Joe. Think about that. What's he been doing for 3.5 months since the season ended?
Working out. He's been working out.
Says he hasn't swung a bat in 3 or 4 weeks. It hurts so much. Hasn't swung a bat.
You look disgusted already.
I know. Listen, as long as he's healthy in October, I guess that's all that matters.
You say you were shocked. He gave you almost a full season last year.
He did almost a full season. Now already, it's the first day of camp for the regulars, for the position players, and he doesn't think he'll be ready for opening day. Opening day is like 6 weeks away, and he doesn't think he's going to be there.
Yeah, what do you want? What do you, your body's starting to break down, Giancarlo. These guys, I mean, 162 games and the heat, the cold. I mean, their bodies take wear and tear. I mean, Carver, what do you expect? What do you expect? I mean, they're pushing their bodies to the utmost.
I need the homers back, Joe. I need tater time back. I need it back.
Yeah, I don't get into tell you when I get into tater time. Once the weather gets a little warmer here on the East Coast, you know, late April, probably like early May. Once we like May 15th, right before Memorial Day.
Need tater time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take some time. I'm going to have to take some time in May. I got both kids, one college, one high school, back-to-back days. I don't know how I'm going to do that. Yeah, back-to-back days.
You got to go to one and then do the fly down the next morning.
I think it's morning.
Okay, you have to do the thing, then fly out the night flight and get back in the morning.
Never easy.
It is never easy. Do they need this many people on the dais here on this NHL, on this hockey game? I mean, how many guys do we have up here?
I'm down 18 points here. Is there any shot with a minute 42?
Wow, they're going to tease you here, huh? They're going to tease you? They're down 18?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You want me to turn it on here for the last 142?
Yeah, turn it on. God, yeah.
You want me to flip it on? I flipped on Nichols, and it didn't go well for you.
It doesn't matter. I'm dead to rights anyway. If I win this game, it'll be a miracle.
I got 20. I got 78-58.
Yeah, you're behind me. All right, here we go. Minute 18 left, down 18. Hit the three ball!
They got the rock?
Come on! All right, we got it, yeah! Minute left. Come on! Come on, kid!
What happened, Joe?
He got blocked. He got blocked on a three-pointer. Look at this, coast to coast. Jeez. Coast to coast, 80 to 60. No shot. I mean, could I bury two threes here in a matter of 50 seconds? Kid's not even trying. Unbelievable. Dead to
rights.
Laying
it down.
Look at this.
Laying down.
Laying down. They're doing the whip around here. Look at this.
Expect the worst and you're never disappointed. They just called it a loser.
Look at this, Carver. I mean, this is like crazy.
Called it a loser.
Look at this. And one? Got fouled. All right. It'll be down 18.
All right,
they
Joe.
They tease me.
We have lots of college basketball tomorrow night, so we'll have a lot more games that
we'll be able
to go through.
Can't wait.
Some big. So I guess if you have an early crypto play, you're going to, not tell anyone and then just say you have it when you.
I'll put it out like I did. I put out the crypto play with an hour and a half before game time with Vanderbilt.
Okay.
1
right.
p.m. tip. Yeah, I mean 1 p.m. tip.
I mean, if you got a late night one, can you save it for the show?
Yeah, haven't maybe really dove into the numbers yet, Carver. I just something that just jumped out with those two games I gave you. I like TCU and I like Illinois early.
18 here, 27 longer. Seconds. Gonna dribble it out. Yeah. Finished. All right, Joe. Great job by Matthias Brabell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cast some tickets. See you tomorrow, right back here on the grid.